So today I'm speaking a brief message into our life, the life of the church, based on the theme, coming to the table of God. Yeah. Coming to the table of God. Amen. Going to be reading in scripture this morning for just a few moments. By the way, thank you so much, Miss Kelsey, for hosting today. Let me just remind everybody, this weekend is a big weekend. A lot going on. Prayer service and serve day. We're getting some things ready cosmetically around the church for the Easter season. And also 1 week from tonight is our church business meeting. That's your opportunity to kind of be informed about some fiscal matters of the church and stay on top of stewardship. That'll be a lot of fun. Everybody's encouraged to come back next Sunday night for that. But let's get involved in the Word of God. Come to the table of God. Looking this morning to Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1 through 3. And I'll go ahead and tell you, God has got a refreshing for this church. How many will say along with me, you know what, I could just use a refreshing from the Lord. Amen. It's not just going to be a touch or a service or a day. We're about to enter into a season of refreshing and pursuing God. Amen. Are y'all ready for that, guys? I've never felt more confident about imparting a message in a season into the life of the church before. Isaiah 55, beginning at verse number 1. Please read along with me as I read. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Verse 2. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen. Listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Verse 3. Give ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. Praise God. Can y'all stretch your hands toward me for just a prayer of blessing? God, I love you. I thank you for the chance I have this morning. Jesus, God, thank you for the new thing today. God, I thank you for the chance, God, to minister. I pray that you prepare all our hearts to be willing to come to your table today. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. Coming to the table of God. Later on in this same chapter 55 of Isaiah, in verse 6, the Lord says to his people, he says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. I want you to see this because sometimes it really helps to look here and see it on your screen. God has a new season for our church. It's going to be a season of intimacy with God. It's a season of pursuing his presence. It's going to be a season of refreshing. And that words in verse 6 said, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. I just want to begin my thoughts in the talk today just by announcing to you, Church of God, this morning that right now is a time when the Lord can be found by anyone who is thirsty. And right now, he is near to those who are willing to come close to him. Can you guys receive it this morning? All we have to do this morning is to be hungry and to be thirsty for what God has in store to serve. And then come to his table to receive it. The waters are stirring. I said the waters are stirring right now. Pastor Brandon, I don't believe it. I don't feel it. I don't sense it. Listen, if you don't feel what God is trying to do in this place right now, it's not because everybody else in the house is missing it. I encourage you right now, Pray, seek the Lord, tap into what God is wanting to do, because he's got a blessing, he's got a refreshing for you, not just you and your family, but this whole church right now. The only thing we've got to do is get hungry and thirsty enough to answer his call to come to his table. Amen. Like many of you, I've been inspired the last few weeks by hearing about the very special move of God that's happening right now on college campuses in this season. And for the revival of those young people who've gotten hungry for God, hasn't been good to see and hear about those things. I love it when the world gets to see that God still moves when his people get hungry enough for him. But I want us to see something this morning, church. That the reason God is moving in those environments is not because God randomly just rolled the dice one day and just decided to start moving in college chapels to bless kids. That's not why he's doing it. No. Hear me. Those students got hungry and began to prepare themselves and prepare their spiritual environments for whatever God wanted to do. And they're just yielding to him for his plan for them. Does everybody understand it this morning? See, they began to get together and do 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. They prepared themselves and they prepared a place in their hearts and in their lives for more of God, more of Jesus. And when you get hungry, he's faithful to supply. Hear me. God is willing to show up and bless everywhere and anytime people get hungry and thirsty for more of him, more of his presence. It's like a biblical formula for spiritual outpouring that God always honors. And here it is, and you've read it your whole lives. In 2 Chronicles 7, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Oh my goodness, how we need to seek his face. And also turn from their wicked ways. There's an if-then scenario with God, a condition. He says, if you will be this way, I will be this way. And look what he said he'll do. I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Thank God. In other words, this morning, look at your slide on your screen. When people pray and seek him, he hears and begins moving. Can we read that one more time? When people pray and seek him, he hears and begins moving. What a season we have in store. For me, church, I think the seed for renewed hunger and thirst for more of God has been planted in our Book of Revelation Bible study on Wednesday nights. Take a look at this amazing painting that I found. It's a painting and a scripture here. And I love that word there. It talks about the Lamb of God. And behold, there arose a Lamb. And I know the seed of this word, this movement, this renewal, this refreshing in my heart has begun in this life group on Wednesday nights, because church, see, I found out that I can't spend several hours a week studying about the Lamb and then get up and teach each week about the Lamb without getting hungry for the Lamb. Look closely at the call to his table in verse 1, one more time. He said, come, all you who are thirsty, come. Come to the waters. And you who have no money, come. Buy and eat, come. Buy wine and milk without money and without cost. When I read this scripture this week, over and over, all I could ask was this: Lord, what do you mean that if we are thirsty, we can come to you and get water? Lord, what do you mean that we can buy food and buy drink from you, but we don't need any money to buy it? How do you buy something without any currency? Lord, is this some kind of mystery? How do you buy something with no currency, Lord? But the Spirit of the Lord spoke to my heart this week, and he just said, read it again and read it closely. Church, look at the pleading by the Lord. The pleading of God, come, 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 just come to my table. He's saying to us this morning that the thirst that he feels is a spiritual thirst. And the waters that he supplies is the waters of real life. And the hunger that he feels is a spiritual hunger that can't be purchased and it can't be traded for. Hear me on this. The currency of his supply is just your willingness to come and be with him. That's the currency of his supply in your life, in your family, and in your church. Your willingness just to answer his begging and pleading. Come. Come to my table and get what you need. See, when you're willing, church, to come and be with him, to listen and to know him, that's all the currency you need with God. Can I say it one more time? When you're just willing to be with him and listen to him and to know him, that's all the currency you need. And some people this morning need to hear that. Your willingness to come to him. Listen close, guys. Your willingness to come to God has more trade value with the Lord than anything you have in your hands. It's more important. It's worth more to him than anything, hear me, that you can do for him. Just your willingness to come to God. To get hungry and thirsty for his presence and for the water that only he supplies. And for the food and the sustenance and the nourishment that his presence gives you that's so valuable and so deeply spiritual that you can't buy it with whatever's in your hand. You can't buy it with your offering. You can't buy it with all your serving. You can't buy it with how well you do church. Folks, God is more concerned than all that. He wants you and I to be so hungry and thirsty for more of him and more of his presence that he prioritizes our willingness to put everything aside and say, you know what, Jesus, you're more important to me than all this other stuff. I told you I've got a word from God for the church right now. Folks, we better get hungry. Because he wants to do something so special. Come on, look closely at verse 2 one more time and get our answer. He said, why spend money on what is not bread? And your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen. Listen to me. And eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest of fare. Come on, somebody. God is trying to tell us something this morning about our own hunger and thirst. He's saying it's not about money, it's not about doing. Above all else, church, God desires for you to want to be with him and to listen to him. He just wants to be in a real relationship with you. It's more vital than how much clout you think you have because of what you do. Come on, somebody. He prioritizes us, and we need to prioritize him. That's why I love when Pastor Mike did it this morning, when Pastor Mike and the worship team urge us. and give us those opportunities to linger and wait. Let me tell you something. People who are hungry and thirst come to church and refuse to be entertained. People who are hungry and thirsty for Jesus and for more of God, they come with a purpose to engage and encounter the living God, and they refuse to stand there and be entertained. And it makes me sick in my nostrils to think and know that people are just sitting around in a judge's seat, just judging how everything's going and what it all looks like and what it all sounds like and whether or not enough of their preferences are being met in the life of the church. Why don't you cast all of that garbage away and get excited about the things that Jesus is excited about, and that is having communion with you and your family and touching your life so that you can touch his life. Somebody say a good amen this morning. Oh, it's time somebody got right with God and got real and got serious about coming in here and refusing to be entertained, but got your mind made up that today, when I come into the house of God, I'm not leaving until God has touched me, until I've gotten a hold of whatever it is he's got for me and my family. If that means standing in the altar with lifted hands until everybody around me wonders, what in the world is she doing up there so long? Jesus said it like this. Luke 22, verse 29. He said, "And I bestow upon you a kingdom, just as my Father bestowed one upon me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom." Praise God. Church hungering and thirsting for God means that by faith we are seated at his table. And that means we need to take a moment this morning to talk about accepting his invitation to the table. Accepting his invitation to the table. Because, guys, if we're going to accept his invitation, we've got to be honest about some things. I want you to read this on the screen. First thing we've got to be honest about is this. It is possible to become great at doing church, but forget what it means to sit at his feet. It's possible to become really good at church and completely miss the fact that what he wants is for us to sit at his feet, drink from his cup. Eat the bread from his hands. Baby, you got to sing that song. Just the chorus in a few minutes. Just a cappella will be fine. Sitting at his feet, drinking from his cup, and eating from his hands is what this movement's all about. It ain't about who you think you are. It ain't about me or anything else. It's about God calling a people back to his table. Praise God. This is exactly why we need to make sure this morning that we keep the cross in the forefront of our hearts and minds. We can never forget that his sacrifice and all he did was just so that we could be with him. Can we look inside our own hearts this morning? Being honest with ourselves and looking inside is the only true way to determine if we're hungry and thirsty for God. I say this all the time, and I've never meant it more than I mean it right now. Please do not let your church experience at Loxley Church of God be all about showing up and showing your face and punching the religious clock. Please let it be because you know by faith with all of your heart that Jesus loves you and he's got a plan for your life. And he wants to be with you. Come on, somebody. When enough people in this church get a hold of the passion and the zeal and the commitment to sit at the feet of Jesus, amazing things begin to happen. Let's look inside and ask ourselves just three questions today. Number one, have we become too busy in this life to sit at his table? Have we become too busy to sit at his table? I think about mine and Karen's lives. Some of the seasons of our life, just busyness that we've gone through. We know what it's like raising kids while working too many hours in a week. I think about our moms and our dads, what it takes to make ends meet right now. For most, it takes two incomes. And for some, it even takes working two jobs. And you have to think about how to have great influence on your children and grandchildren while juggling these busy lives and getting them everywhere they've got to go. And some people in here might as well just forget about time for yourself. Time to engage in leisure and personal interests, things that enrich your life, because there's very little time for those things anymore. If you're a business person, you can multiply all these pressures double because your schedule and responsibilities reach so far into your life that sometimes you don't know whether you're coming or going. And then there's church. And you've got to juggle your desire to be faithful. Not only because you know of your own need of your faith community, but also because you want to impart the necessity of church to your kids and grandkids. And in the midst of all the busyness, the thing we end up neglecting is the thing we need most of all. Time just to sit at the feet of Jesus. That's why God is leading us into a time of refreshing. And I don't know about you, but I'm ready to receive it. Amen, everybody. Second question we have to ask this morning. Are we trying to get our spiritual fulfillment from service to him instead of having real communion with him? This is so vital to so much. We've got such a large dream team and so many people actively serving and doing great things for God. And I'm always so inspired and impressed by all of you who are so diligent to serve, to be faithful, to make a difference. It's one of the great values of our church. But can we remember this morning the famous story of Mary and Martha? Mary just sat at Jesus' feet, worshiping and listening to him and being changed by his presence, while her sister Martha was becoming frustrated because everything wasn't the way she wanted it. Because she thought serving and doing was more important than simply being with the Lord. And then Jesus told Martha in John 10, he said, "Martha, Martha," I want you to see this when you're reading the Bible. When God begins to plead, he repeats himself. "Come, come, listen, listen. Martha, Martha. You've become worried and distracted by many things." My goodness. Oh, you're distracted by so many things that don't even matter. He said, "But there's only one thing that's needed, and Mary's the one doing it right now. Just sitting with me and listening to me." in all of our serving and doing for God, church, we can never forget that what matters most to Him is when we are willing to come to Him and just be with Him and listen to Him and just know Him. And that brings me to the last question we need to look inside and ask this morning. Number three. Are we doing more and more for a Lord whom we know less and less? Oh my goodness. No one ever did more for Jesus than the Apostle Paul. Yet in all of his doing, he demonstrated for us the one amazing attitude, the motivation for all we do for God. He said this in Philippians 3 and 10. He said this. He said, Oh, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Sister Barbara, would you join us and play in just a moment? I just want Karen to sing in a minute. Listen, watch, guys. To have this kind of desire is to thirst and hunger for more of Him above anything else in life. So let's look at this. Just two more little slides to look at. When is it time for a season of refreshing? Well, look closely. People thirst because they're dehydrated. And they hunger because they're empty. Pastor Brandon, what do you mean? I remember when I was an athlete, it was a while back, but training. But even now, you guys know when you're busy and running, and when you get thirsty, you know there's only one thing that can really quench your thirst, and that's water. And your body will let you know that it's time to get some water. Church, our spirit is a lot like the same way. If you've been running spiritually, it's serving perpetually, it's thinking about matters continually. It's like your spirit begins to just call out and say, oh, I'm parched, I'm dried up, I'm dehydrated, I need water. And if you're hungry, it's because you're empty. I found this out. I'm a big person, y'all can see. I like to eat. I don't really know what it's like. I haven't experienced hunger, real hunger, since I was just a couple of times, probably when I was little. But did you know that you can be full physically and still be malnourished? You can have a full feeling and not have the nourishment that you need. That means you look healthy, and at times you may feel healthy, but your body's not getting what it needs because you're not putting the right stuff in. How many realize what I'm talking about right there? Our spirit, same thing. You can be starving spiritually, and it's time to put the right stuff in. And the way to get the right stuff, y'all gonna love me anyway, guys. Listen, I'm gonna say two things here that doesn't sound like a good pastor ought to be saying it. How to get full from God is not more Bible study. That's one way to get what you need from God. But how to get full from God is not about more serving and doing. What to get full from God is not even about more mastering all the stuff that we've come to know as church. Getting full from God is about coming to God It's about coming from where you are and saying, I'm parched. I'm dehydrated. I'm thirsty. I don't know if I can go on. I've been serving. I've been living. I've been praying. I've been giving. I've been doing everything that my upbringing and my conditioning and my preachers and my friends have taught me supposed to be pleasing you, God. And I realize there's nothing wrong with all of those things, but church, hear me. What pleases him the most is being willing to come. Just come. Come and listen. Listen to me. Come. I realize you think you've got to buy everything from me. But just come to me today and just, you don't have to buy anything. If you just be willing to carve out a portion of your moment, your day, and just say no to everything else and just come to me and be with me. Come to my table. I'll give you everything that you need. I will fill you up. I'll give you the water of life. I'll give you the kind of spiritual food that will sustain you and nourish you. Anybody with me today, guys? What did Jesus say finally this morning? John 7:37, he said this. He said, if anyone is thirsty, let him come. Just come. Just come to me and drink. I don't know about you, but tired of church as usual. I said, I'm tired of church as usual. I want God to pour out his spirit in this place. Tired of preaching as usual. Tired of prayer as usual. Tired of worship as usual. Tired of praise as usual. It's time for some dehydration to get cured. It's time for some hunger to get cured. Honey, sing this. Y'all know some of this. Just listen to the words to this little chorus.
I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand. Lay back against you and breathe. Feel your heart beat. This love is so deep. It's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming. The more I seek you, the more I find you. Oh, and the more I find you, Jesus, the more I love you. I want to sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe. Just feel your heart beat. Oh, this love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming.
Can you stand to your feet this morning, just begin to worship?